With nearly 14 million Americans out of work, some question whether President Barack Obama's jobs proposals can have a significant impact on hiring. Earlier this week in Detroit, the president said the outcome depends on Congress.
There is work to be done, and there are workers ready to do it. Labor is on board, business is on board. We just need Congress to get on board. Let's put America back to work.
But Republican leaders voiced objections even before the president's speech. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
There is a much simpler reason to oppose the president's economic policies that has nothing whatsoever to do with politics. They simply don't work.
But some analysts say politics is the problem. Vincent Reinhardt is an economist at the American Enterprise Institute.
The reason we're so inefficient right now is the political system drove us here. Voters are incoherent in terms of what they want from the government for themselves and what they want for everybody else. And until we come to figure out some way to rationalize all that, we're not going back to the high growth rates.
Others say the nation's obsession with deficit reduction makes matters worse. Labor economist Gary Bertlett says growing the economy will require more spending, not less.
I do think that the deficit and the rising debt of the United States represents a problem. It's a long-term problem, and the solutions that they have adopted, I think, are going to make that long-term problem worse, because without the economy growing robustly, we won't have a manageable debt problem.
Many analysts say debt reduction will likely take precedence over jobs in the coming months. A bipartisan committee is now searching for ways to lower the federal deficit by more than $1 trillion over the next 10 years. With a November deadline fast approaching, Douglas Holtz Aiken at the American Action Forum says the exercise will test America's political will.
And the pressure will be on this committee, not so much from a substantive point of view, but from a political point of view, to prove that, Washington is still has some value to this country and that the legislative process still works to some extent. And that, I think, is what makes this difficult.
Even if the president gets everything he wants, some estimates suggest unemployment could remain above 8% until after 2014. Gary Bertlett says the rate might be higher next year.
I'd love to be wrong, but I don't think it will.
Analysts say continuing high unemployment could hurt the president's election chances in 2012. Millar Sega, VOA News.